that the linebackers did, is that like geared toward a specific opponent, or can that be something you call on quite frequently?
Well, you can call it anytime. I think, you know, it depends on what the opponent is doing, and can you take advantage of what they're doing. And, you know, it's kind of like it's a big risk, big reward, and we happen to be on the reward end of it.
Aaron Rodgers is a guy who's got pretty good yards per attempt numbers. Is he one who holds the ball, or does he get it out real quickly and they make plays for him down the field?
Well, I think it's a combination of both. You know, they run West Coast offense. They'll run flat slants, stuff like that, and these guys, they're really good at run after catch. But he reminds me a lot of Ben. You know, he can make you miss, and then all of a sudden he's in the open, and he finds a guy 15, 20 yards down the field, and he can put it on the money. So he does a lot of that, and I think, you know, that's why you put him in the category as Ben and all the rest of the top quarterbacks in this league, because he extends the play. And the play, when you do that, he puts a lot of pressure on the DBs.
So there are opportunities to get to him. You just have to get him down.
Well, I mean, you look at him, you got to think of somewhere like 40-something sacks. So he's gotten sacked, but he's also thrown the ball down the field. And they're 10-4 for a reason. And to me, you know, he doesn't get discouraged. He understands how the game goes. You know, you may get him a couple times, but if you miss, it's going to end up being a touchdown.
Is what he's doing even more impressive because their running game has struggled at times this year?
Well, I mean, I think he's impressive anyway. You know, you look at him, the guy's MVP, league, and stuff like that. He's been to the Super Bowl and won. And he knows how to play in this league. You know, it's not just, you know, he knows what he needs to do to win the football game. And I think then, you know, with a great offensive head coach getting the liberty to do that, he goes out, they can run no huddle. They can run the offense through him, and they understand what they're doing.
His decision-making, but I know he's thrown a lot of passes, only thrown 8 picks. I mean, he not force a lot of balls. Are you guys going to have opportunities to make some interceptions on him?
Well, he's good at what he does. You know, again, you know, when you're one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL, you're not going to make many mistakes, because he knows interceptions probably generally lead to losing games. And you know, you don't see a lot of those. You see him holding the ball. He'll take a sack, but he's not giving that football because he knows they can punt the ball away. They've been playing great defense as of late. So, again, you got to play some team football.
You're getting more turnovers yourself. You get sacks. I mean, defense has played a lot better here over the last 4, 5, 6 weeks of the season. What do you think the biggest reasons have been for the turnaround?
I think guys are, you know, a little bit more consistent. I think the last 3 weeks we've lined up with the same guys on the football field. You know, prior to that, sometime Colin was in, sometime it was Shaw, sometime it was Zach Dial. So it's different when you got every guy in every other week. In the last 3 weeks, we've been consistent with our guys, just been in the lineup. They know exactly what to do. They've taken the reps. So that helps. And then, you know, I think the play calling helps a lot to get those guys in position to make a play.
I mean, if McCarthy's coming back this weekend, does that complicate things a little bit more? Or you just figure you get maybe even a better player back
in? Well, I mean, you're getting a better player. But what it does is he taking the reps that's going to take him? Because, again, I'm a firm believer, if you don't practice, it's hard to play at a high level unless you're a really, really good football player.
How did Harris do in a spy role against Roethlisberger earlier in the season?
Oh, he did a great job. You know, again, and those guys are pretty similar, because you got to make sure that they don't extend the play. And that's the thing that we're always consistent of. Can quarterbacks extend the play? Can you get them down? And I know Aaron Rodgers knows that a lot of defensive linemen can't catch him. So if you don't have a guy that with some skill on him, you're not going to get him down. And then he's going to extend the play, and he's going to find one of those receivers, like I said, way down the field. And it costs you. That's where the hidden yards come in, that you say, well, I rushed 4 and I didn't get him. And then it's a 25-yard game because those 4 you're rushing can't get him down.
How have teams done when they've dropped 8 in zone defense?
That's not good either. I'm serious. I've seen guys do that, you know, and they want to do it. I think it's a smart idea going in, but you look at the results on tape, that's not good, you know, because all you do is you let him buy time. You know, the more you let Aaron Rodgers buy time, then the worse it's going to be for you on defense. So you got to pick and choose what you're doing. You can't say I'm going to rush 3, I'm going to rush 5, I'm going to rush 6, because he's smart. You got to pick and choose. You got to almost play a chess game with him, and I think he's pretty good at that.
How good was it to see Griff have some success with those 2 picks the other night?
It was real good. You know, to me, I think, again, and just with him understanding that if you're in the middle of the football field, you can be the quarterback, you know, the guy pump you and throw the other way. You know, that's the stuff that you want to see Griff do, and he has ability to do that. And, you know, I think, again, hearing Kenny Houston and those guys tell their story, you know, hey, look, I'm a 9th-round pick. I was in the Pro Bowl 12 times in a row. When you see that, you know, a lot of guys forget that you have to work your tail off to get there in order for them to give you respect. And I think that helps a lot of young guys understand that, you know what, you got to work to get to where you want to go. And he has athletic ability, but just put the work with it. I mean, there's no reason why he should not be the top safety in this league.
I mean, did he do anything different? Was he more patient on
Just did his job. Yeah. You know, I don't think he did anything more creative. I'm in the middle of the field. I'm not going to let you move me. He did what he's supposed to do, and that's what good free safeties do. They don't let you control them. You do your job, and then I think the next step for him is understanding you can start controlling quarterbacks. You can line up here. You can do a little bit more Ed Reed. But the first thing you got to do is just do your job first, and now you make the plays you're supposed to make.
Has he had issues with that this year, trying to do too much?
Well, and I think that's tend to what a lot of guys do. And you know, I think when you're a Pro Bowl player and you look back and you say, man, I'm the leader, I'm going to show them that I can make plays, it sometimes hurts you other than trying to just say, let me be solid at my job, and then that'll help the team. And you know, I can just remember when I was playing in the league, my coach used to say, hey, you know, if you play at your level, I don't need you to help anybody else because you probably – that's what I need you. I just need you to do that. And I think that's the same thing that we're asking Michael to do. Just do what you're supposed to do, and you are helping everybody else.
Do you want McCarthy back of the do you want him to kind of, you know, even moving forward, want him to be your guy in the middle? Man, the injury problems he's had the last couple of years, you think just a string of bad luck, or is it worried about him moving forward about that? Well, something that stays with him?
I hope it's just bad luck. You know, I think, you know, you look at Derek Morgan and the stuff that he went through his first 2 years. You know, he had an injury to his knee, then he had a high ankle. This year, knock on wood, he hadn't had any injuries, so he's been playing at a high level. And hopefully that'll pass with McCarthy also. You know, get past all the stuff that's kind of hampering you, and now you settle down, and hopefully the injury bug don't show up your third year.
Has Morgan been your best defensive lineman this year, you think?
I think he's been the most consistent with pass rush and stopping the run. You know, when you look at that, he's done it every time. You know, he's been physical in the run and getting after quarterback. But we got some other guys that have been contributing. I think Derek Marks has been a great job, especially in the run, you know, because we need big guys in there to stop the run. You know, and when Case is in there, he's not injured. I think he's doing a great job. So we got some guys that are doing a really good job.
With Marks, I mean, I know I like his aggressiveness. When a guy jumps off sides a couple of times, that drive you crazy, or you just kind of come?
It drives you crazy. Yeah, you don't accept that. Yeah. I mean, and I think the only reason being is that what I ask him, I call him to the phone and say, hey, what's your tip? Because I want to know. You know, and if you can't give me the answers, then you know what? That means that you're guessing and you don't have tips. I know he watched film. I know he do the stuff that he's supposed to do. But you know what? When you jump off sides, it hurt everybody else, not just yourself.
So you're talking about maybe if he picked up something film watching, is maybe he's thinking something's going
to
happen.
Yeah, well, I mean, to me, I think that's what the good players do. They think about, hey, this guy does this. He's doing this with the football. That gives me a chance to get a jump. And if you ask those questions, you want answers. Because if you've studied enough film, you should know these things will get you where you got to go. And to me, you know, we just want to let him know that we don't want you to be post-snap penalties, because that would hurt you in the long run.
What kind of answers would he give you when he asks those questions?
Okay, he won't do it anymore.
What's impressed you about James Jones when watching film on him?
Well, I mean, the guy makes plays. You know, when you look out there, he's making a lot of football plays, and it's just a thing that a lot of guys don't do. I'm the premier guy coming in. There was other guys in front of him, but then all of a sudden the ball comes his way, he's making football plays, and that's what you got to do.
Has his role changed dramatically with Greg Jennings coming back?
Well, no, not really. I mean, the ball is going to him. I mean, you see it, and when he's over at the exposition, he gets one-on-one. I think Aaron Rodgers knows he's going to catch the football, and he's throwing it out there. And again, I think that just helps him out, because now he has not just one receiver in Cobbs. Now you got Jones. Now you got Jennings. That only makes you a better quarterback, because you got anybody you can throw the football to.
Is Cobb kind of developed into maybe one of the more underrated slot guys in the league, you think?
Cobbs remind me of Cruz, of Houston. Yeah. I mean, of the Giants. The Giants. You know, really good athletic guy, works his tail off. And if you get him one-on-one, he more than times he wins. And that's what you want when a guy can win one-on-one, because now you got to double me, and now you opened up for the other guys outside. So, you know, they got some good weapons over there, and it'll be a big test for us this week.
what about Zach Brown's development? Talk about maybe how he's grown, his confidence has grown from the beginning of the year to the end.
Well, I think when, you know, he got drafted, the first thing people said is that, hey, he wasn't a tough guy. You know, he was a sprinter. He's, you know, he's a speed guy, but he don't want to mix it up. And then, you know, to me, I think, you know, with Frank and the guys like that, the guys winning state titles in wrestling, so you got to be able to do some hand-to-hand combat. And that only proves that, you know what, he's a really good football player. The more chance he get, the better he's going to be. And, you know, this just is rookie year, so he has a lot to learn about the game, but he's learning as he's going about how to beat a back, how to stay in coverage, where you keep your eyes, those little things, because he did give up almost a touchdown in the game. But, you know, those are things that he's going to learn as he gets older in the league.